Good day, and welcome to Communion of Saints from stjeromeschapel.org. I'm your host, Micah Jackson. Today is January 18th, 2006, the Feast of the Confession of St. Peter the Apostle. Almost everyone knows the story of the event we commemorate today, the Confession of Peter. When Jesus asked the disciples, "Who do people say that I am?" it was Peter who first confessed what he knew in his heart to be true. "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." This burst of truth from the always hot-headed Simon Bar-Jonah earned him a new name from Jesus. He said, "You are Peter," which means rock, "and on this rock I will build my church." Today marks the traditional beginning of the week of prayer for Christian unity. It will run until next Wednesday's Feast of the Conversion of St. Paul the Apostle. And in the meantime, we should celebrate the foundation of our faith, the Confession of Peter. You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. This truth, that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of the living God, though simple enough for a child to understand, is nevertheless complex enough to keep the greatest theologians working out its full meaning for 2,000 years. And we're still not quite there. And that's as it should be. Part of the Christian life is the constant reevaluation of this statement and the continual struggle to work out its relevance in our lives. For me, in these days of controversy in the church, it's a great comfort to know that the rock on which the church is built is this simple statement of faith in Jesus the Savior. Whenever we're tempted to divide the church into us and them, whether during this week of prayer for Christian unity or at any time, I pray that we will recall the confession of Peter and Jesus' promise to him and to us. On this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not prevail against it. Let us pray. Almighty Father, who inspired Simon Peter first among the apostles to confess Jesus as Messiah and Son of the living God, keep your church steadfast upon the rock of this faith, so that in unity and peace we may proclaim the one truth and follow the one Lord, our Savior Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Thank you for listening to Communion of Saints. Please join us tomorrow at stjeromeschapel.org for the Feast of Blessed Wulfstan. I'm Micah Jackson. May God be with you.